From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Christopher Husted. When most Americans sit down to dinner, meat is often at the center of the table. This week, Harvest Public Media is exploring some of the big issues and how our meat is made. Today, as part of the series Choice Cuts, Meat in America, reporter Grant Gerlach looks at the growing global demand for meat and how it could eat up more land.
Americans have a big appetite for everything meat. We smoke it, grill it, slice it, and chop it.
It's un-American not to like it.
No surprise that's what Dan Johnson thinks. He's a grill master from Norfolk, Virginia. I ran into him slinging barbecue at Ribfest in Lincoln, Nebraska.
The treat to a meal is meat, whether it's chicken, whether it's ribs, whether it's pork.
And we eat lots of it. The typical American puts away around 200 pounds of beef, pork, and poultry every year. That's true in many of the wealthiest countries. But developing countries are now showing a growing appetite for meat, and that's setting up one of the biggest challenges for agriculture over the next few decades.
Globally, there have been very strong increases in livestock product demand.
Thomas Hertel is an agricultural economist at Purdue University.
And most of those increases have been in the poorest countries and the populous countries of the world, China, India, for example.
By 2050, there will be 9.6 billion people in the world, making for more potential meat eaters. On top of that, Hertel says, incomes are expected to rise in places like Southeast Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa.
As they get more income, they spend a lot of that on livestock products, and that's what's fueled these dramatic increases in livestock product consumption in much of the world.
The United Nations estimates the world will need to produce an additional 220 million tons of meat per year by 2050. That's billions more chickens, pigs, and cows. And those animals have to eat. Mostly, they're fattened up on corn and soybeans. That means farmers from the Corn Belt to Argentina to Russia are planting massive crops and plowing up land, making big changes to the environment. Take China, where the growing middle class is hungry for meat, and livestock are hungry for corn and soybeans.
And they're importing them like mad. They're importing them from the U.S., they're importing them from Brazil and Argentina. So that you see the massive expansion into the Brazilian Cerrado.
It's going to be a race. A race against time.
Ken Kassman studies global agriculture at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. From 2002 to 2011, he says, the world plowed up another 25 million acres of land each year for farming, an area roughly the size of Indiana. He says scientists are in a race to help farmers grow enough grain without putting even more land to the plow.
Because if you can't, production of meat and crops will come from converting these natural habitats that store biodiversity and carbon. It will come at the expense of clearing those lands.
To avoid that, Kassman says global yields per acre will need to double. No small task, but he says there are parts of the world with a big production gap. The farms have good soil and good weather, but aren't raising much.
Closing the gap depends upon getting modern farming technologies into the hands of farmers.
Give them better seed, bigger machinery, more pesticides, advanced fertilizer, and they won't have to take more land. That kind of intensive agriculture has its own problems, though. The U.S. struggles with fertilizer running into rivers and streams. Science must address that, Kassman says, but there's also a risk in shying away from industrial ag.
Farming without fertilizers reduces environmental leakage of nutrients locally around a farm. But if every farmer did that, you'd have to cut the entire Amazon rainforest down.
Of course, the world wouldn't have to make so much meat if everyone ate less. In fact, meat-loving Americans have backed off a bit from beef as prices have gone up. But economist Thomas Hertel says meat is a luxury few will be willing to give up.
You could also say the best way to manage, you know, carbon emissions is don't drive cars anymore. Everyone walk to the office. Is that going to happen? No. And people aren't going to stop eating beef.
That leaves the meat industry with a lot of work to do to fill global demand. And in the meantime, there are a lot of other issues to chew on. Health concerns over how much meat Americans eat. Questions about how antibiotics are used. By the time 2050 comes around, the meat on your plate may not be that different. But the story of how it got there could be. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.